Escuelas oficiales de idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación para la población escolar. Nivel básico A2 de inglés. Convocatoria de 2018. Prueba de comprensión auditiva. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícelas según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso del teléfono móvil queda prohibido durante toda la prueba y tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. No escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to a man talking about the Google Science Fair for teenagers. There are only 5 sentences which are true. Sentence number 0 is an example. You have 1 minute to read the sentences.
The Google Science Fair is an annual international online science competition for people aged 13 to 18. It is sponsored by Google, Lego, Virgin Galactic, National Geographic, and Scientific American. If you want to participate in the competition, you must formulate a hypothesis, do an experiment, and present your results online. Your entry must have 10 sections, including a summary, an About Me page, and a detailed description of your project. It must be in English, German, Italian, Spanish, or French, and you must also have a Google account. Each project is judged on 8 fundamental criteria. These include hypothesis, research, experiment, presentation, data, observation, and conclusion. One winner gets the grand prize, a National Geographic trip to the Galapagos Islands, and a $50,000 scholarship. Last year, American student Olivia Hallisey, 16, won the grand prize for creating the Ebola assay card. This can detect Ebola viral antigens in under 30 minutes. Google is proof that students can change the world. 2 students, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, created Google as a research project at Stanford University in 1996. Google is now valued at almost $400 billion.
Listen again.
The Google Science Fair is an annual international online science competition for people aged 13 to 18. It is sponsored by Google, Lego, Virgin Galactic, National Geographic, and Scientific American. If you want to participate in the competition, you must formulate a hypothesis, do an experiment, and present your results online. Your entry must have 10 sections, including a summary, an About Me page, and a detailed description of your project. It must be in English, German, Italian, Spanish, or French, and you must also have a Google account. Each project is judged on 8 fundamental criteria. These include hypothesis, research, experiment, presentation, data, observation, and conclusion. One winner gets the grand prize, a National Geographic trip to the Galapagos Islands, and a $50,000 scholarship. Last year, American student Olivia Hallisey, 16, won the grand prize for creating the Ebola assay card. This can detect Ebola viral antigens in under 30 minutes. Google is proof that students can change the world. Two students, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, created Google as a research project at Stanford University in 1996. Google is now valued at almost $400 billion.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. Listen to Jane Goodall, a scientist and animal lover, talking about her life. Read the sentences and complete the gaps 1 to 8 with only one word. Write the word in the box. Number 0 is an example. You have 1 minute to read the sentences.
My name is Jane Goodall. My age is 80. My job is giving people hope. I learned from my mother so much the importance, I think, of support. Because when I was a child, my mother supported all my crazy love of animals. When I wanted to go off to Africa, age 10, and everybody laughed at me, she supported me. And she simply said, which I took to heart and repeat again and again, that if you really want something, you have to be prepared to work very hard, take advantage of opportunity, and above all, never give up. Education is not the sort of education that we think about when children go to school. I think education is learning from experience. I think we continue to be educated throughout life. And I think every day brings its own kind of education, and we can learn from it. If we keep our eyes open, our ears open, and think of every day as an adventure, then each day will give us a lesson. I have many kinds of happiness. I'm completely happy when I'm alone in nature. I love to be alone in nature. It makes me very happy. I'm really happy when I sit around with friends in the evening, particularly around a campfire, and we can tell stories and drink a bit of red wine. I'm totally happy when I'm walking with a dog, because dogs make me really, really happy, because You can just be yourself with a dog, and a dog is always himself or herself with me. And when I was a child, my great teacher was a dog who taught me that we're just part of the animal kingdom and that we're not the only beings with personalities and minds capable of reasoning, and certainly not the only beings with emotions like happiness, sadness, fear, despair, nor are we the only beings capable of giving and receiving love.
Listen again.
My name is Jane Goodall. My age is 80. My job is giving people hope. I learned from my mother so much the importance, I think, of support. Because when I was a child, my mother supported all my crazy love of animals. When I wanted to go off to Africa, age 10, and everybody laughed at me, she supported me, and she simply said, which I took to heart and repeat again and again, that if you really want something, you have to be prepared to work very hard, take advantage of opportunity, and above all, never give up. Education is not the sort of education that we think about when children go to school. I think education is learning from experience. I think we continue to be educated throughout life. And I think every day brings its own kind of education, and we can learn from it. If we keep our eyes open, our ears open, and think of every day as an adventure, then each day will give us a lesson. I have many kinds of happiness. I'm completely happy when I'm alone in nature. I love to be alone in nature. It makes me very happy. I'm really happy when I sit around with friends in the evening, particularly around a campfire, and we can tell stories and drink a bit of red wine. I'm totally happy when I'm walking with a dog, because dogs make me really, really happy, because you can just be yourself with a dog, and a dog is always himself or herself with me. And when I was a child, my great teacher was a dog who taught me that we're just part of the animal kingdom and that we're not the only beings with personalities and minds capable of reasoning, and certainly not the only beings with emotions like happiness, sadness, fear, despair, nor are we the only beings capable of giving and receiving love.
This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening comprehension test.